Amen, amen. Oh, once again, beautiful Sunday school lesson today. I really enjoyed listening in and hearing comments that were made. As we give praise and thanksgiving to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the wonderful and great sacrifice He made for us once and for all. We cannot overstate our adoration and our appreciation to our Lord and Savior for all that He has done for us. And I'm going to tie that into the message that God put in my heart to bring today. And it is entitled, A Spirit of Thankfulness and a Spirit of Praise. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You for this blessed day. We thank You, Father God, for this blessed time and opportunity we can come together as a body of believers, giving You praise, glory, and honor. We thank You, Father God, for allowing us to hear Your word today. Help us to take in Your word, to apply Your word to our lives. Help us to share Your word with those who we come into contact. Help us, Father God, to exemplify Your Son, Jesus, in everything that we do and say. We thank You, Father God, for Your continued strength that You give us each morning to take on the challenges and the tasks that You have set before us. Putting You first in all things, Father God, we thank You and we give You all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, as I bring this message, none of me and all of you, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight, for You are my Lord and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So, I want to turn your attention to three scriptures today. As we talk about a spirit of thankfulness and a spirit of praise. And with that in mind, we know the book of praise and thanksgiving is really in the book of Psalms. So I'm going to look at Psalms 42, verse 5. We'll start there, 42 and 5. They will go over to Psalm 145 and look at verses 1 through 13. And then we'll close out in Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Amen. So a spirit of thankfulness and a spirit of praise. I really want to challenge the church today to think about having that, a spirit of thankfulness and a spirit of praise. And generally when we think about having a spirit of something is we think about embodying an emotional state of mind. But I want us to take that state of mind and truly understand it is about our application of that state, of that emotional state. Amen. So it's not just about feeling thankful, but being thankful. Amen. It's not just having a spirit of praise, but actually exhibiting praise in our actions, in our conduct as we go through life. So just like we know that love is just not is an action word. It's not just an emotion that we feel. It is something that we do. In honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Father God, who not only said He loved us, He showed us He loved us through His Son. God so loved the world that He gave. Amen. So He did. He gave us His Son. So He just didn't sit on high and just say, I love my children, but He acted on it. So with that spirit of thankfulness and that spirit of praise, I want us just to have that emotional state or that mindset, but actually to exhibit thanksgiving and praise in our daily conduct, in our actions. Amen. Understanding that, you know, I think about a spirit of thanks, you know, that really keeps our heart in check. It keeps us humble and it keeps us appreciative. When you're thankful, you're showing gratitude for God's grace. You're showing gratitude for all that He's given you. You're showing gratitude for His generosity. Amen. And when we think about praise, it keeps our minds in check in the sense that it keeps us grounded and focused on God's presence. and on his power and on his position in our life, and we're praising him, we are giving him first priority in things that of our life. So it's really impossible to overstate God's worthiness of receiving thanksgiving and praise, for he is both the giver and the sustainer of every living thing on this planet. All of creation owes God thanksgiving and praise. Amen. And thanksgiving and praise is appreciation and adoration. Amen. So we ask ourselves, so why is God so worthy? You know, well, first of all, he created us. So without him, we wouldn't be here. No one would be here, right? So he gave us life by breathing into our lungs, and he blessed us with showing us how to live, not just to exist on this earth. And there's a difference, church. So he enabled us to truly live by breathing into our spirit through Jesus Christ. He so loved us that he gave us his grace. He gave us his mercy. He gave us his love. He gave us his forgiveness. He gave us his presence and so much more. The greatest joys of our lives were given by God. God gave them to you. He didn't have to, but he loved you so much. He gave you sight. He gave you hearing. He gave you whatever you have in your life. God gave it to you. And so for that, we give him praise. And he is worthy. Amen. We are thankful because he has delivered us from our worries. He's delivered us from our anxieties. He's delivered us from our fears. And we can always lean and count on him to guide us through this journey we call life, through the peaks and valleys, through the ups and downs, through the trials and tribulations, through the joys and sorrows. He is our guide. And if we carry that spirit of thankfulness and that spirit of praise, that truly is going to help you through all your hardships in life. But you have to have that state of mind and understand your position in appreciation and adoration for God. Amen. We have to understand and know that the enemy is always trying to keep you from that realization of all that God has given you. And as Pastor talked about before, he'll try to show you other things to make you discontent with which you already have. So it's like the enemy is always trying to draw your attention away from giving, being thankful. He's always trying to keep you away from having a spirit of praise because he wants you to focus on whether something either you don't have, or is this covetousness, or is it something else that you're jealous or envious of something else that somebody else has, instead of, as Pastor likes to say, dialing it back to zero. Think about what God has given you and which you do have. Amen. The enemy wants you to focus on what you don't have. God is trying to get you to focus on what he has already blessed you with, past, present, and future. Amen. So we praise him. We praise him because he is worthy. So when situations aren't going your way, when we get in a sad state, praise God today, church, from your innermost being. Reach deep down. Reach deep past the pain, past the worry, past the anger, past the fear, past the depression, past the anxiety, and offer God thanksgiving and praise. Not for what you presently may be going through, but for being with you through the storm. Amen. For removing the storm and for filling you with an unexplainable sense of peace, comfort, and joy. And I say unexplainable because the way the world views things, they say, well, if you're going through a storm, you're supposed to be sad. But we're praising God in the midst of the storms of life because he's a shelter. You're not being overwhelmed, or you're not being burned down by the effects of the thunder and the lightning and everything, because God is covering you and protecting you. Amen. And then when the storms pass, you can step outside and you can look at the sun and you can say, praise God, I'm still here. Amen. God brought me from a mighty long way. Amen. I didn't cave in. I didn't quit because of the strength in the glory in the presence of my Lord and Savior. Amen. So we have to get past that stuff the enemy throws at us, the pain, worry, anxiety. He's just trying to throw all those distractions to get you to look at those things. He said, you know what? I'm thankful because of what God has done for me and for where he's brought me and where I am and to where I'm going. Amen. Because we as believers, as heirs of the Most High, we can still walk in expectation every single day of where God has taken us. Amen. And I read somewhere in the Bible where it says, he came that I might have life and have it what? More abundantly. Amen. And that abundance is in what God fills my plate with. Not what I'm chasing after, but what God has set before me. Amen. And that provision, church, what I want us to understand, that provision that God gives us is sufficient. Amen. God's grace is sufficient for the day. Amen. Don't get caught up in worrying about tomorrow or next week. God's grace is sufficient for the day. What he's called you to do in today, he's given you the provision and the favor to do what he's called you to do. And he's given you the authority through his son, Jesus Christ, to do it. Amen. So we have to have that spirit of thanksgiving and that spirit of praise with us as we walk through this journey in life. He has given us a life, and we have to give him praise continually as we go through this journey, knowing that we're not alone, we're not by yourself. He's with you every step of the way. So let's turn, let's look at our first verse, Psalms 42 and 5. We have David saying here, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet what? Praise him, my Savior and my God. Praise God today and lift your countenance. Amen. What he's saying there is lift up your spiritual posture and physically put a smile on your face, because that is exhibiting that spirit of praise and thanksgiving that is within you. Amen. Praise God and give him an opportunity to lift up your spirit in the midst of you doing what he's already called you to do. You can go through a situation in life and say, you know what, I should be sad, but God has filled my spirit with gladness. Amen. I should be down and out, but God has given me a spirit of gratitude. David is saying, why is my soul so downcast? I should be downcast, but I walk in the spirit of appreciation. So if you get sad or burdened down in life, make a list and rehearse that list of everything that God has given you. Amen. Give God praise for what you are thankful for, what you had in the past, for what you have in the present, and for what you are expecting to receive from God for in the future. Amen. That covers all your bases, because you're thanking him from where you were to where you are to where you're going all along the way. Amen. Let's turn to Psalm 145, and we'll look at verses 1 through 13. I'm going to read from the NIV. And this is given the head title of Psalm of Praise of David. And he starts there in verse 1 saying, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will exalt you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Verse 2 says, every day, didn't say some days, just when it's sunny, it says, every day I will praise you and exalt your name forever and ever. Exalt is to admire and to worship. Amen. Verse 3, great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. And that's why church is so important for us to tell our testimonies and tell our stories of the things we went through from one generation to the next, because there's nothing new under the sun. We've seen it time and time again where we had a family member go through something, and then you see the son or daughter go through it, and then the grandchild goes through it, and we don't share enough of our journeys that God has brought us through. It's like, yeah, I've been there where you've been. It's going to be okay. Amen? God's got you. Tell of the goodness of the Lord from one generation to the next. So when they do hit hard or tough times, they know who to turn to. They know who to call on. And they know how to conduct and change their posture and their position to say, you know what? I'm not going to walk around with my head down and my slumped over. I'm going to walk up, head up, chest out, praising and thanking God for all that he has done. Amen. Verse 5 says, they speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate, underline that, church, I will meditate on your wonderful works. That means you just don't passively think about something. You meditate on how good he's been. Meditation takes time, church. It's not a quick, passive thing. You meditate and you're thinking about that thing deeply and intently and deliberately. Amen? Verse 6 says, they tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. Amen? Verse 7, they celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. Verse 9, the Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. In church, when I was looking at that and reading over this scripture text, that's why I say it's so important to highlight, underline, and all those times it says, I will and I will. I will meditate, I will proclaim. I looked at all those adjectives describing God and how he's abundant goodness, he's righteous, he's gracious, he's compassionate, he's slow to anger, he's rich in love, he's good to all, he has compassion. All those things are going to lift up your spirit when you think about how good God is. Amen. Verse 10 says, all your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people exalt you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. We serve a mighty God, church, not a weak God, a mighty God. You better brag on God and all he's done. Amen. So that all people may know of his mighty acts. Amen. In the glorious splendor of his kingdom. Amen. Verse 13, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. That means it's never going away. And your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. Now, church, I highlight and emphasize those last two, trustworthy and faithful, because if you don't know that in your heart of hearts, the enemy will come and make you doubt God's ability to everything that he's promised in his word. Amen. He is trustworthy and he is faithful. Take that to the bank. He's trustworthy and faithful. No lie, deception that the enemy will throw at you should overtake those words. The enemy can't do anything but steal, kill, and destroy. He's a liar. So he's unable to tell you the truth. So when he tells you you are defeated, you need to praise God, because you know that means I'm victorious. Amen. Psalms 103, just turn over to Psalms 103. So get ready to close out. In this last scripture text, I want to highlight a few things in this last section. Psalms 103, picking up in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth the life, thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. David the psalmist, he knew the power of praise, church. He knew that praise could raise men up to a higher state of consciousness. He knows that praise can higher state of joy. Amen. Praising God gives you confidence and faith. And David, just notice here, he did not ask the Lord to bless his soul, but for his soul to bless the Lord. Amen. He instructed his soul to give God praise and to bless the Lord. So we have to give countenance for our spirits to do the praising and the thanking of God and all that he's done. Not just a spirit of getting, but of giving. I want to give God all the praise that is due him. Amen. Praise and thanksgiving to God is the highest form of prayer and worship that you can do. To always be in this high state of consciousness would be where no evil could come in and dwell, right? When you're in the spirit of praise and thanksgiving, the enemy cannot come in. When he hears you out of your mouth speaking, praise the Lord, hallelujah, the enemy cannot come in. So you continually, he said, let it continually be on your mouth. That's why you don't give the enemy an inch, because he'll take a mile, right? So you let your mouth be continually filled with praise. Continually filled with thanksgiving. Nearly every psalm begins with a call for everyone to praise the Lord, or it starts with actual praise itself. And David knew this in all its varying forms. And sometimes praise, it would be from adoration. We see those in the different psalms. And sometimes it's you know, David is almost beseeching and begging the Lord to help him in the difficult times that he found himself in. But what's stable and true is that praise is the one surest way to keep from being lazy or lackadaisical in your spiritual life. It helps to keep an awareness of the need for God in your life. And understand this, church, God does not need us, but we need him. Amen. So we have to put him first and foremost in all things. And we must have a spirit of thankfulness in a spirit of praise. Amen. 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 Let us pray, church. Father God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you, Father God, for the guidance of the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us in each step of the way. We thank you, Father God, for that still small voice that is always instructing us to do your will in everything that we do and say. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing for us. And we continually walk in expectation for all that you will do for us, Father God. And we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, church.